You're listening to Rise Up Radio, 99.5 WBAI FM. This is a show by youth for youth. Mike and Naomi holding it down. Drum, or Desi's Rising Up and Moving, is a community-based group of working-class and poor South Asian immigrants. Drum was founded to promote racial justice, advocate immigrant rights, and end immigrant detentions and deportations in this country.
Now, most recently, Drum has been working on behalf of Oladokun Sulaiman, a Nigerian immigrant student who was about to complete his degree at SUNY Maritime, when he was actually arrested by the Joint Terrorism Task Force in March after a dispute regarding tuition with SUNY Maritime Administrator Kimberly Klein. Sulaiman has been held in Bergen County Jail since March. Joining us by phone right now to tell us more about Sulaiman's case are Drum organizers Monami Malik and Shorman Hafein. Are you on the line?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Peace.
How are you doing? Let's go back to March 2003. Can you tell us a little bit about the circumstances surrounding Oladokun Sulaiman's detention?
Sure. Sulaiman was in his last year at SUNY Maritime. He's a foreign student. He was about to graduate in about 2 or 3 weeks when he was in the library on his way to meet Kimberly Klein, who's the vice president of SUNY Maritime, and he was approached by two officers from the Joint Terrorism Task Force in the school library, told to pack up his bags and taken to Federal Plaza. And then they eventually moved him to Bergen County Jail, and he's been in detention ever since. He wasn't told when he was being arrested for a while for what he was being charged with. And eventually he found out that the initial charges were suspicious behavior that Kimberly Klein reported. The Joint Terrorism Task Force found that there was no such suspicious behavior. They eventually then put him over to the INS, what used to be called the INS, or Immigration and Naturalization Service, because by that time the school disenrolled him. And once the school disenrolls somebody who's a foreign student, they automatically lose their student visa status, and then they become what's called illegal or out of status. And so then he becomes detainable and deportable. So it's kind of a catch-22. They disenrolled him without a fair hearing, which SUNY is supposed to give its students. And once they disenrolled him, he became detainable.
You organized a rally on November 21st. What were your demands, and were those demands achieved? And do you hope to get them achieved? I mean, how do you hope to free Oladokun Sulaiman?
Sulaiman is now, he's actually moved to Hudson County Jail where he is right now. And he still, we talk to him regularly, and these demands come directly from him. And he says that what he does demand is due process and fair treatment by the SUNY college system. He demands to be re-enrolled in SUNY to be able to complete his degree and then leave for Nigeria once he's done. He stands to lose 4 years of an education and all the hard work and the money that he put into that, and instead he's been jailed for nearly a year. So our basic demands are to have him re-enrolled in SUNY, to be able to complete his degree, to reissue his student visa, his I-20, so he can get on a student visa and be released from detention, and that SUNY Maritime stop these practices against immigrant students and collaborating with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And bigger than that, though, there's other demands that I think immigrant students have who are in the SUNY and CUNY system, and Sharman can speak to that.
I wanted to know, you said that one of the larger demands was for SUNY to stop their practice of mistreating immigrants and not respecting their rights.
Sending students to the authorities.
Students to authorities and working in collaboration with what's used to be the INS. What could you give us some background on that? Like, what's sort of the history of that at SUNY?
Mm-hmm. The thing is that this is one of the first cases that have come out about school administration actively calling the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or in this case, the Joint Terrorism Task Force. That doesn't mean it's not happening elsewhere. Lots of people in calling us about this case have told us that they know that this is going on in other campuses, but a lot of students, out of fear, are not coming out and talking about it. And one of the main reasons Suleiman wanted to do this action and wage this campaign is because he wants other students who've been put in similar positions to be able to talk about what they've been through.
Could you tell us what's the sort of status of your demands? All sound really good, but what's the status of them right now? Where what kind of progress have you made on them, and what has been the response of the authorities?
On November 21st, we mobilized. We had a press conference in front of Federal Plaza, which is the new building for the Department of Homeland Security. And we took a busload of people out to the SUNY Maritime campus and protested. Unfortunately, SUNY didn't hold its promise to let us exert our free speech rights and protest on the campus. They blocked off the campus with police cars. We protested outside, and the administration claimed that nobody was around that day to speak or negotiate with us and Suleiman's family. But they did promise us that by December 1st, they would give us an answer about meeting with the administration to re-enroll Suleiman, and they went back on that promise. Instead, what they did was we received a letter from the legal counsel of SUNY, State University of New York, Albany, saying that SUNY would not meet with or talk with anybody about this case because there was a pending civil court case against them, which we still plan on challenging. And actually, we've been talking with the ACLU in New York about working on this case, and folks from the New York Civil Liberties Union are looking into it. And possibly, you know, a long-term goal might be to eventually file legal action against the actions of SUNY State University of New York and disenrolling him and having him arrested. But for right now, we're going to continue to mobilize and advocate for his release and for his re-enrollment.
Huh. Shoman, you're a student at Queens College, is that right?
Right.
What is it like organizing as a student in the CUNY system against, you know, the treatment of immigrants and against what schools like yours are doing?
Being a Desi and an immigrant also, I can understand, you know, SUNY.
Can you speak up a little bit?
SUNY and CUNY for many immigrants are an access to higher education, and because most of them can't afford, I mean, for private schools or, you know. So if SUNY and CUNY are committing like unjust acts against immigrants, that's very unfair, because that's the only way that we have access to higher education. And we demand as students that SUNY should protect and give the right for education to all immigrant students and not collaborate with the INS. And we demand that SUNY Maritime should also be accountable for targeting immigrant students and to stop targeting immigrant students and stop detaining them, deporting them, because education is a right for everyone. And schools should also try to protect their students. And being a CUNY student myself, I try to organize in our schools, make aware to them what's going on in colleges like SUNY Maritime, and try to get everyone together to come out to drums rallies and kind of understand what's going on, because it would be just like an unfair act if, you know, a SUNY or CUNY were to try to, hold other actions like this against immigrant students. And SUNY Maritime has had like a history of targeting immigrant students like Muslims. Like, there was a time a couple of years ago when there were some Arabs beaten up there, and, you know, they didn't get any rights, or, you know, they weren't, the school wasn't held accountable for that.
All right. Well, thank you, Shoman and Manomi. Really quick, what can people who wish to support Suleiman do right now?
People can continue to call and email and fax the president and vice president of SUNY Maritime. The vice president's name is Kimberly Klein, and she can be called at 718-409-7213, or people can call or email the president of SUNY Maritime, John Ryan, and I'll give his email address, which is jryan, R-Y-A-N, at sunnymaritime.edu. Folks can call our office as well at 718-205-3036 to find out about future actions and mobilizations and how they can support. We're also trying to raise funds to pay for Suleiman's legal fees. And Suleiman, you know, personally sends his message out to everybody to show appreciation and to say that he's not going to stop fighting, and he wants to make sure that this doesn't happen to other immigrant students.
Okay, and don't forget you can track Suleiman's case on www.drumnation.org or our website, www.riseupradio.org.
And Drum is going to the World Social Forum in January.
If in just a really short, less than a minute time, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the World Social Forum began a couple of years ago in Brazil as a gathering of civil society against the policies of globalization. This year, it's going to be the first year in India, and Sharman and myself are going to represent Drum and to represent our migrant justice work in the U.S., and we'll be there with approximately 100,000 other folks from all over the world and from South Asia who are fighting the policies of globalization.
We're going there as a group to kind of build with other organizations there that are fighting for migrants' rights. And being Desis ourselves, we're going there to kind of connect with other Desi organizations there to build a network where we can all fight for migrants' rights.
All right, thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show.
Mani and Sharman from Desis Rising Up and Moving.
Drum.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And peace.